Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 18th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Arjuna Vacha, Krishna Krishna Mahabhava, Bhaktanam Abhayankara, Tamika Dayamananam, Apavagoshi Sangsite Sangsita. This material world is called Sangsiti, continuously suffering. That we cannot understand. This is called ignorance. Continuously suffering. They are thinking we are very happy. But this material world means continuously suffering. So, one living entity is dying and his gross body is left and the subtle body, mind, intelligence, ego carrying him in another body through the semina of the father to the womb of the mother, then it is placed and the body again forms, and when the body is formed then he comes out, and within the womb of the mother there is so much suffering, we know that many times I have discussed. And coming from the very moment the child is crying, there is inconveniences, so many things he cannot express. In this way, within the womb there is suffering, out of the womb there is suffering, then growing child or baby or boy, there are so many sufferings. Then young man, suppose becomes family man, then aunt for the family, that is also suffering. Then old man, disease, inability, many thoughts, that is also suffering. And again, death is suffering. At the time of death, nobody knows what will happen. Recently, one of our god brothers has died. He was suffering some glucose food was being supplied through the nose, and with what is called taking out the, that also another suffering, forcibly taking out the urine, cannot speak anything, then this is suffering. This is called sanskriti. We are so foolish, we do not know that this material existence is suffering. That simply struggle for existence. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Simply a struggle. There is no happiness. But these foolish persons, they do not know that there is suffering and how to stop this suffering. That is the real problem. Dharma mitu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsana. Intelligent person should always keep in view that these are my real sufferings. Not that temporary, I have got some misunderstanding with some friend, or temporary I do not get some nice food, and therefore suffering. These sufferings are extra, but real suffering is this. Janma mitu jarabhyadi. So suffering is such. Therefore, material existence is called sangsriti, sangsar. Therefore we read every day from Gurbhashtak, Sansara Dava Nalali Raloka. This samsara, this material existence, is just like Dhavanam. Dhavanam means forest fire. Forest, in the forest nobody goes to set fire. But it takes place automatically. Even if you don't want, it will come. This is samsara. In our country, nice city, near city, but every moment there is fire. Dang, 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 dang. Why? Very nice city, big roads, big, but there is someone. Who wants this fire? But government has to make arrangements for fire brigade, and because it is great nation, very prosperous nation, there is very constantly, very frequently there is fire. Frequent. You won't find such fire in India, at least. We have no such experience, that every moment there is fire brigade. Is it not? I'm exaggerating. You see, we have got so many cities in India, but we don't have such argument that constantly 24 hours, dang, 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 dang. At least we have got less of it. Because we are not so advanced. The more materially you become advanced, the more suffering. Daivindhe, Sagunamai, Mamama. These aspects they do not know. Sanskriti. Therefore, yes, we see. Yes. Sameka Dayamanana. Apavabhosi Sanskriti. This is Krishna. Arjuna is Mahajan. He is a Mahajan. He is directly Krishna's friend. He knows what is Krishna. Therefore, he submitted Krishna. It is perplexity. I do not like to fight. And you are asking me repeatedly to fight. So, the very awkward position. I cannot understand. Katpanna dosu apohata sabhav. I have been infected with katpanna dosu. I'm Kshatriya, I'm in the battlefield. It is my duty to fight, but I am declining. That is katpanna dosu apohata sabhav. My nature, sabhava, is to fight, but I am avoiding this. So therefore, my position is not good, I can understand. Therefore, sishasti ham sarimam prapannam. I accept you as my spiritual master. You, I am surrender, prapannam. You kindly, initiate sarimam. This is beginning of Bhagavad Gita. So Arjuna knows that for this sanskriti, for the suffering of the material world, only Krishna is the savior. Only Krishna. Tam eka, only you, not anybody else. Nobody can. And he also, Krishna also says, mam ekam, rascal, mam ekam. The same echo. Arjuna says, tam echo, and Krishna says, mam echo. The same purpose. This is to be learned. That echo, only Krishna. Krishna eka saranam, that is one. Simply took shelter, take shelter of Krishna. That will save you from this sanskriti, apavarga. So if you take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, then abhayankara, namarjya, namarjya. And so long you do not this, then sanskriti. Therefore Krishna, Arjuna says, sameka dayamanana, apavadvosi, abhayankara. Thank you very much.